Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and happy Friday. This is Carol Otis, your host for this segment of WFYT Radio. I'd like to start by saying good afternoon, good evening, and perhaps good morning, depending upon where you are in the world. And thanks for tuning in with us here, WFYT Blog Talk Radio, 33 million listeners worldwide. I hope you all are having a fabulous day. Join me in welcoming our special guest, Dr. Shirazi, and his staff of the To Be Well Clinic in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Shirazi, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Great. How is everyone?
Doing great. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Doing very well, thanks.
First, let me thank you all for taking the time to be with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
For inviting us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Shirazi, would you all please share with our listening audience some background about yourselves?
I'll be glad to. I'm a licensed acupuncturist practicing in Portland metropolitan area for about 12, 13 years. I went to a local program here and graduated in 1995 and took a short trip to China after graduation and worked in a hospital for a while, a program similar to a residency program in West,
mm-hmm.
and then came back and started a private practice. About 2.5-3 years ago, I moved my private practice to a new location and expanded my practice to open a wellness center. And I invited a group of very dynamic practitioners to come and join me in To Be Well. We have 8 practitioners at our center today. We have 3 acupuncturists. I'm one of the 3. Zachary Nelms is the other gentleman on the line, and he's another acupuncturist. We have a female acupuncturist. Her name is Sohela. And then we have Dr. Brush, who's a naturopathic physician. She's on the line as well. She'll introduce herself. We have Al Lee, the gentleman who is going to introduce himself. He's on the line, who does breath work. We have 2 massage therapists. And my wife, Miriam, does nutritional consultation for the clinic.
Wow, so you all cover a full spectrum there. For those on the line who may not be familiar with acupuncture, could you just explain a little bit about that field?
Sure. Acupuncture is basically a general medical practice in China, which is not just called acupuncture, it's called traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. And it covers both acupuncture and Chinese pharmacopoeia, Chinese herbs, and also a practice which is called Tuina. It's something like a Chinese version of chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
So it has 3 branches. At the center here, I specialize more on sort of a new field or a new angle to acupuncture, which is cosmetic acupuncture. It's sort of a self-made specialty that I started working on right after graduation and did a lot of traveling around the world, actually, to Canada and to Europe and other places to perfect my skills and took workshops. So I am a cosmetic acupuncturist, or I like to introduce myself as a cosmetic acupuncturist. Zachary and the other lady who's a general practitioner, they treat everything basically. They do allergies and arthritis and so many different ailments, including pain management, acute and chronic pain management.
Okay.
So Chinese medicine is a really broad field. In U.S., it's mostly known for pain management. But in reality, it's a general medical practice.
Dr. Shirazi, I was reading some information about you. Could you explain what the QI is, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the QI?
Oh, actually, that's pronounced Qi.
Qi?
Qi, Qi, yeah. And Qi is the closest translation to Qi would be energy. The Chinese character for Qi is the steam which is trying to escape a boiling pot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very dynamic force, and it exists in all nature, throughout the nature, and also within our bodies, within human bodies. And acupuncture therapy is based upon the movement of this substance, of this energy, within the body. So that's a short explanation of what qi is.
Okay. And why is it so important for us to have the yin and the yang in balance?
Well, the yin and yang are two different manifestations of energy. So one represents the female aspect within our bodies, female hormones, if you will, and the other one represents the male characteristics. And we believe that they are both present in every human being, regardless of their gender. And a perfect balance between these two will create health, you know, and harmony, basically. Not only keep the person healthy, but also prevent disease from happening.
Okay. What are some of the benefits of acupuncture?
Well, I will let Zach explain more about acupuncture in general. I'll just talk briefly about cosmetic acupuncture.
Okay.
And the benefits of cosmetic acupuncture, of course, number one is it will help people with their wrinkles and lines. The perfect candidate for cosmetic acupuncture is a person in probably mid-age, 45 to 70, I say.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulates the natural production of collagen within our bodies. So it fills in the wrinkles. It also tightens and tones the facial muscles. And it brings more qi and blood to the skin as well. I'm using it now not just to help people, you know, get rid of their wrinkles, but also prevent them from happening. And that way people age more gracefully if they start using cosmetic acupuncture early on.
How was this method of acupuncture applied to the patient or client?
Sure. It's mostly applied to their face, but
mm-hmm.
because acupuncture is a holistic medicine, really, and there are no differences between, you know, the person's face or, you know, there are interrelationships between their organs and their face, for instance. So we don't just focus on the face alone. We treat the individual holistically as well, and we try to create a perfect balance. That way, they're not just addressing the, you know, superficial situation. We are also addressing deeper imbalance that might be happening.
Okay. Is Zach on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi, Zach. Could you share with us some of the benefits of acupuncture?
Yeah, I think one of the primary overall benefits would be bringing balance in the body and maintaining homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
So an important aspect about traditional Chinese medicine that many people are not aware of is that it's been developing throughout thousands of years, but primarily through observation. It predates modern medicine, so the terminology used is very different. A lot of the terms used are to describe bodily processes are borrowed from nature. Examples include dampness, wind, and heat. These words may sound simplistic and unscientific,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't really matter whether you want to call something kidney qi or epinephrine. Both have observable effects in the body. So one of the strong suits of Chinese medicine is that we do something called pattern diagnosis. So this is a way to diagnose based on signs and symptoms found throughout the whole body. We can look at seemingly unrelated symptoms and see connections. So an important benefit is, excuse me, I lost my earpiece. So an important benefit would be when we treat a disease, usually we treat the root of the disease, which affects not only the chief complaint, but many other seemingly unrelated satellite or branch symptoms as well.
Okay.
So essentially we treat the whole body at one time.
Now, is acupuncture, is it being more widely accepted by conventional medicine?
Yes, indeed. There's a lot of study being done on it right now,
mm-hmm.
and I think Western medicine is day by day getting used to the idea of using acupuncture.
I think they've seen, I want to just jump in here, this is Julie, I think they've seen a lot of effective treatments. They found it to be very effective in things like cancer treatment,
mm-hmm.
To help manage pain and improve outcomes. So there's lots of places in mainstream medicine where even acupuncturists are being invited into the hospital room, et cetera.
So Julie,
yeah,
what is your specialty in the clinic there, or the wellness?
Oh, I'm a naturopath. Yes, I'm a naturopathic doctor.
Okay.
So I do not do acupuncture, but we do lots of cross referrals. So sometimes I refer people for acupuncture, and acupuncturists may refer people for naturopathic care.
Okay. Now, for those who may not know what that field is, Julie, could you explain just a little about your field?
Sure. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I'm in the state of Oregon. I'm a primary care physician. I'm a family doctor, so I treat people of all ages for all conditions. So anything that you would be comfortable going to your typical family doctor for, those are the same conditions that I'm able to treat. The difference between a naturopathic doctor and an allopathic doctor, or someone who has an MD, so my degree is ND,
mm-hmm.
And is a natural doctor, is that I use different treatment modalities, whereas a medical doctor, their primary tool to utilize is medications, pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the legal authority to prescribe and the training to prescribe pharmaceuticals. However, they're not my first line of therapy. I have full training in other therapies that are very effective and safe for treatment, such as homeopathy, herbal medicine. I do a soft tissue gentle manipulation called Bowen therapy. And I also use a lot of diet and lifestyle and nutrition in my treatments.
Okay. Now, Dr. Zarari, would you please share with our listening audience your contact information, just in case, you know, you have a listener that's in your area and would like to stop by your wellness center?
Sure. My name is pronounced Shirazi.
Shirazi.
And I actually,
I apologize.
That's okay. I actually go by my first name, which is Siamak. Usually people refer to me by my first name. But the center is in Lake Oswego, Oregon, which is about 10 minutes south of Portland. Our address is 5935 Willow Lane. We are very close to the main highway here, which is I-5. And our website is www.tobewell.net. It's number 2, B like boy, WELL.net. And our phone number is 503-655-0044.
Thank you so much for sharing. Listeners, again, thank you so much for staying tuned and with us here at WFYT, Blog Talk Radio, 33 million listeners worldwide. Siamak, could you explain to us What do you contribute to the success of your wellness center?
The most important aspect of our wellness center is the synergy between the practitioners here. The advantage of someone coming, any of us, coming to see any of us here is that they get a holistic approach. No matter who they start with, no matter what modality they choose, they have the benefit of really getting a holistic care because we do talk with one another, we discuss cases with each other, and we do a lot of referrals when it's necessary. So that's the main advantage for our center. And, of course, we work really well together. You know, the team of practitioners who work at 2BWell are like we are like friends as well as colleagues and coworkers. So for a patient, the best advantage is to have that when they walk into our clinic and see that we can all work together for their wellness.
Okay. Now, you have another gentleman that's a part of your team there, and I believe he's on the line. We haven't heard from Al yet. Is Al there?
I am.
Hi, Al. Could you share with
How
us some of the – I'm good. Thank you for asking. Some of the things that you do there or provide to the clients of 2BWell.
Absolutely. My name is Al Lee. I'm a breathwork coach at 2BWell. And I teach people how to use conscious breathing techniques to take more control over their life, to improve their health, their mental, physical, and creative performance, as well as their emotional well-being and their emotional intelligence. And through my experience in martial arts, yoga, qigong, athletics, performing arts, and meditation, I came to realize that the breath was the foundation of all of these disciplines, and I became more and more interested in this topic, began doing a lot of research, and in the process of writing the book Perfect Breathing, which is due out in just a couple of months, I had the opportunity to interview experts all over the world in all kinds of different disciplines and found that all of them are using these conscious breathing techniques to be better at what they do and elicit the most from their minds and their bodies. And after talking to these dozens of people, realized that these techniques were very easy to learn for people in their everyday lives and could have a dramatic impact on their health, their performance, and their emotions.
That's great. Just knowing how to breathe correctly could help you.
Absolutely. A lot of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Learning how to breathe correctly could help to keep that mental as well as that physical aspect of the body in balance.
Absolutely. Okay. What happens with most of us is when we come into the world, we're breathing very naturally, but as we go through our lives and we spend time hunched over our laptops and mm-hmm. Sitting behind the wheel of a car, our breathing changes and it moves higher up in our chest, and this causes some dramatic changes in both our blood chemistry and our the way we breathe, and it has wide-ranging effects in our emotions and our immune system, our ability to heal, and our overall performance. So by utilizing these fairly simple conscious breathing techniques, we can have a dramatic impact in all those areas.
Okay. Thank you so much. And for for the entire team, what are some of the short-term goals for 2BWell?
Well, we are still expanding and growing. You know, we have been in the area for about 2 years, we are still growing and adding practitioners. Our short-term goal is to reach our potential and serve as many patients as we can. Our slogan is best medicine is preventive medicine. That's
okay.
Our slogan. So we all truly believe in prevention. We prefer treating healthy people than people, you know, because and we are promoting that. We write a lot of articles. We have a monthly newsletter that goes out, and we all stress the importance of prevention, and we encourage people to come and see us a few times a year for seasonal treatments. That way, they stay healthy. We are really trying to grow in the community as well. We belong to the local Chamber of Commerce. We are an active part of our local scene here in Lake Oswego. And we like to offer our services to other businesses as well. We have massage therapy. Some of our therapists even go to their site and do massage therapy for them on site. So we are still growing in the community.
Okay. Seema, can you tell me what attracted you to this field?
Oh, I had a personal experience with acupuncture when I was in my early 20s. And I had issues with insomnia and headaches, tension headaches. And I wasn't able to treat them successfully with Western medicine. Or actually, I choose not to take pills for the rest of my life, I should
okay.
say.
And
I started looking into other options. Acupuncture came up as one. I tried it, and I really enjoyed what it did for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I started as a patient, which is really the case for most of practitioners of what they call complementary and alternative medicine. We usually start as a patient and enjoy the experience so much that, we pursue it as a career.
And from that personal experience with the insomnia and the headaches, it has led you to this.
Of course, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. At that time, I never thought that I'll open a wellness center and so on. But yes, when I started practicing as an acupuncturist, I always wanted to work in a group setting because I know the importance of that synergy I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it will bring the best out of all of us, you know. It complements what we all do. So that was sort of a dream at that time, but, you know, working hard made it happen.
Okay, that's great to hear. What type of training is actually needed to become a practitioner?
Each of us have a little different training. Zach and I probably have a very similar training, which is anywhere between three to five years, depending on how many classes one takes. And the final degree that you graduate with is the master's degree in acupuncture and oriental medicine. Dr. Brush, Julie, she has a 4 to 5 year degree program, and it's more like very, very similar to medical school.
Mm-hmm. Can I say a bit about that?
So, sure. Please.
Yeah. So the medical training for a naturopathic doctor is, like CMX said, very similar to an MD degree. 4 years of classroom and clinical training. And the major difference at this point is that residency is an option but not required, whereas an MD degree requires a residency. But you have to graduate from an accredited naturopathic school of medicine, and there are 4 of those in the United States. I graduated from the National College of Natural Medicine, which is here in Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Now, is there a national association that you all belong to
or are a part of? Yes. For acupuncture, there is. It's called AAAOM. And for naturopathic medicine, I'm sure there is, Julie. Is that right?
Yes, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians.
Okay. I asked that question personally because I don't know a lot about that field, only, you know, what you see in movies. You see the pin sticking in someone throughout their body. My next question for you all is, what type of techniques do you use? Do you use the metal pins, or is there some other way that you apply acupuncture?
Why don't you take that, Zach?
Okay. It really depends on the practitioner.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, I personally will use needles of varying size. Most of them are extremely small, though, about mm-hmm. the size of a human hair.
Mm-hmm.
But some people use other modalities, such as something called moxibustion, which is burning of an herb over certain parts of the body. Some people use laser therapies. Some people use things like cupping. I don't know if you're familiar with cupping, which is almost like a reverse massage is the end effect of it. By heating cups over the body, they create a suction over and pull the skin away from the body.
I've seen
it. Yeah, and then oftentimes we'll actually add electrical stimulation to the needles for a stronger effect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many new therapies coming out that are related to acupuncture and based on the system. It's really hard to keep track of them all. Some people might use tuning forks on the points.
Well, can I jump in and say something general? And you're Carol, is that right?
I'm Carol, yes.
Carol, yeah. Generally speaking, everything we all do, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of the modality we practice, whether it's acupuncture or naturopathic care or breath work or massage, we really rely on the body's own natural healing abilities. What we do is try to provide the right tools to the patient to heal themselves.
Okay.
Ultimately, that's what we try to achieve. And if you think about medicine in general, even the Western medicine, of course, surgery is a very extreme way of trying to stimulate one to heal. But ultimately, everybody's banking on the patient's own ability to heal. You know, no matter what procedure is done, no matter what pill is prescribed. And natural medicine stresses that more, and we use natural means to achieve that. We use herbs, we use supplements, we use needles, but there are no medication attached to the needles, or needles are not dumped into anything. It's just stainless steel needles.
Okay.
So ultimately, it's the patient's body and what we do to the body to stimulate it and help it heal and get to where it needs to.
Okay. You all have shared some very, very good information here today. I know there are a lot of people that have received some education, because I have. And before we wrap this segment, would you please share your contact information once again with our listening audience?
Sure. The clinic's name is To Be Well. It's number 2, Be Like Boy, WELL. And if you put a .net after that, you'll get to our website. The location is 5935 Willow Lane, in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and our phone number is 503-655-0044.
Thank you so much. Again, I'm Carol Otis, your host, and remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And then, until the next time, please be well and strive to keep your yin and yang in balance. And thank you all for joining us this afternoon here at WFYT Blog Talk Radio, 33 million listeners worldwide.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank
you. You all were great. Thanks. did not like that name.